With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online, and I hope you guys are having a great day as always, because I know that I am. I'm excited to bring you this video because I'm actually answering this question for quite a few subscribers. And it's the question was actually talking about how to start a spice business and the idea of having a co-packer create the product for you, so you're not necessarily in the kitchen all day long with a funnel and a scale and you're measuring out spices to try to sell. So I'm going to walk you through a few statistics really quick. If you're not familiar with the spice business and the amount of money annually this does, a recent article came out in 2015, actually. This is 3 years ago. The annual sales of spices in just the U.S. alone, this is not worldwide, this is just in the U.S., was a little over $2 billion. Yes, that's with a B, not with an M. $2 billion. It's ridiculous the amount of money that we spend on spices. And the question I pretty much get all the time is, does it make sense to put my time, effort, and energy and money into creating a line of spices because there's so many people that sell it? And my answer to you is yes, it is worth your time. Even if you're just beginning, if you're just starting, there is plenty of room online for new spices or spice companies. Never, ever think to yourself that the space is completely taken. And I'm really going through, just showing you really briefly, I'm going through some websites. I'm going to explain all of these websites. And I'm actually going to break down for you specifically how you can actually get a spice company up and running for a very, very small amount of money to invest in it. Now, the success of that spice business is going to be solely up to you. I cannot tell you two weeks from now you're going to be making $1 million selling spices. I can't guarantee that at all, but I will give you the foundation to understand how to get one up and running and how you can make money doing it. That is going to be up to you and the amount of effort and time you put into it. So really quick, if you guys are not subscribers, check out our channel. Please do subscribe if you're new to the channel. I have over 400 videos. I am a food entrepreneur. I actually hold over 7 U.S. patents. I have 6 stores online. I started my business from nothing. My wife and I started from home locally selling products in different fairs and festivals, even actually charities. As a matter of fact, we did local charities. And our business got up and running. So we are now in a licensed commercial facility. We make over 400 handmade items, and our businesses do over 6 figures annually. I am on Amazon, Etsy, eBay. And on Etsy, we've done over 6 figures. On Amazon and the rest of our outlets we have as well. And again, I do not at all remotely tell you these figures to impress you. I am the last person on the planet to have an ego about how much we sell. I tell you this because I am no different than you. And to be honest with you, everything I've learned about the internet, I've taught myself with countless hours, literally 12 and 16 hour days, finding out what works and what doesn't. And that's why I am successful, is because I pursue it and keep doing it. And you can do the exact same thing, my friend. I am no different than you. So that is the only reason why I tell you guys these figures. This is not something I started just a year ago. I've been in the food business actually nearly 30 years. I worked for food retailers for over 25 years, and I own my own business now for 11, going on 11 actually this year. So let's get right into it. Let's get started. So here is what I want to show you. Number one, where do I source this? Oh, and by the way, really quick, down below in the descriptions, there is a link to marketingfoodonline.com. There will be a product there I put together a few months ago. It took me some time to get it together. It is a hugely magnificent, it's really a great resource that I put together that brings you co-packers. It is a gigantic list with dozens of spice companies that do co-packing, as well as over 20 questions to ask your co-packer that I have experienced myself. I put that in that digital download. You can get yourself a copy of that, as well as several companies that I'm going to cover here, not all of them, but several companies that you can check out as well that sell spices in bulk that you could simply break down, package, put your name on it, and be out the door with the product. Okay? All right, so let's get started. How does this work, Damien, and why would I want to get into selling spices? Okay, well, number one, spices are a very unique product, and I say that because of the following. Number one, spices are not necessarily heat or weather retardant. Spices are something that can be shipped and sold year-round. The summer heat and spring heat does not traditionally affect any spice if it's packaged properly. If you were selling chocolate truffles, I would tell you don't ship them in the summertime because they may melt. And if you're working with Amazon FBA and you're warehousing a product like chocolate, obviously you would have issues. Candies and such, they're very difficult to operate with and to sell annually. It can be done. It's just much more challenging. Okay, so spices can be put into a warehouse. Temperatures can rise, and traditionally it will not affect the quality of the spice. Okay, another thing is they're light. When you break them down and you sell them into individual portions, and you're selling them in 4 ounce, 7 ounce, 8 ounce packaging, that's very small to ship. And again, back to what I was saying about Amazon FBA. And if you're not really familiar with it, Amazon FBA is fulfillment by Amazon. You can leverage Amazon's website and basically send them your product. They'll warehouse it. And when they sell it, they send it to your customer and they do all of that for you. And you make your cut and you basically replenish your inventory. It's a very simplistic process. I actually use it for over 40. I think we have 45 items in Amazon FBA now. Trail mixes, nuts, dried nuts, seasoned nuts, those types of things. But spices, they lend themselves to being very flexible when it comes to temperature. So just keep that in mind. That's one huge benefit. Now, the other thing is the fulfillment price. When you're utilizing Amazon FBA, and again, you can utilize any fulfillment center you want, but when you're using Amazon, when the item is lightweight, the fulfillment price is based on weight as one of the factors, not all, but just one. And when you're selling a 4, 5, 8 ounce, 7 ounce blend of really high grade, good gourmet spices, and you're getting to $10, $12, what have you, it literally costs a fraction to fulfill that because of the weight of the product, the size of the packaging, and the time for them to fulfill it. So it lends itself to being a great product for Amazon, okay? And the other thing is that a lot of Amazon customers, believe it or not, actually pay premium for products, especially when it's a quality product. So that's another factor, another reason to get into the spice business. Now, the third reason is spices are cheap in bulk. And if you buy them in bulk, you can resell them and break them down into much more profitable product. Spices, traditionally, I don't go to the grocery store and buy, you know, a 1 pound bag of mesquite barbecue seasoning for my barbecue. It's a 4 ounce jar and I pay like $7. When you buy these spices, and I'm going to show you these websites and I'm going to explain to you what they are, and you break them down and you sell them for $7, $8, it's costing you probably less than a dollar, maybe even just a dollar and change to make. You're probably thinking, well, that's how much of a margin is that, Damien? Well, you're looking at, you could potentially make between $2 to maybe even $3 with a $7 or $8 price point, about $2 to $3 per unit. But you're shipping 50 to 100 units of one specific spice to Amazon, or even a couple hundred, you can do the math. $2 a unit, of course it's not much, $2 a unit, but you're not in the business to sell it by unit. You want to sell hundreds of these a month or even thousands of these. Now you're talking $2,000 or $3,000 in profit, and that's just off of one particular spice. Now, the other reason, number four, is everybody loves spices, and everyone on the planet uses them, by the way. If it's simply salt and pepper, or if it's something organic and it's got a Jamaican flavor with some really unique herbs and blends and everything in between, people put spices on everything. So this is in essence, a product that everybody uses. Believe it or not, there's food products. You know what? People's taste, they just don't like it. They don't buy it, so they don't use it, okay? And there's a lot of, when it comes to taste and preferences, spices are the one thing that there are so many different blends. You can figure out what appeals to so many different people, okay? Some of the cookies that I make, I'll use this as an example. Some of the cookies that I make are these Italian-styled cookies. It has a certain taste to them, and not everybody likes them, okay? But so that means I can't really sell that cookie to everybody. But when you begin to blend spices and herbs, and you've got a little something for everyone, you've got something spicy, maybe something sweet, something Cajun, whatever it may be, you can begin to then create a product that's literally for everybody. You can find all kinds of variations. But and also the other thing is that lastly is you don't have to invest $20,000 in a spice business. Start small and you build it up from there. Little by little, you build it up. And from that point, you can begin to see what sells and then offer those types of products for your customers. So those are just a few benefits, a few ideas to just give you some kind of brainstorming of why spice businesses are so profitable. McCormick Company, McCormick, which has been around like 120 years, I believe, they have been around 120 years because of the fact that they're hugely profitable. Their margins are ridiculous. No business, I don't care what you're selling, if it's a product or service, at the end of the day, if you're not, your margins are not profitable, you're not going to stay in business. They've been around for 120 years and they're posting record sales still. So what does that mean to you? Okay, so the market for spices is gigantic and it's not going away anytime soon. If anything, it's only going to continue to grow. Having a store online, having a presence online is huge because at any point in time, someone's looking for a specific spice. You don't have to have a retail store open 9 to 5, a brick and mortar, and you're hoping that somebody walks through the door and buys a product. When you're having a business online, your product's available to be purchased 24/7 every day of the year. Okay. So it's like a no-brainer. If your passion or your love is for spices and herbs, do it. Do it and get into it, but you have to stick with it. You need to also understand the environment of e-commerce. If you don't know how to run an e-commerce business, learn. That's what I did. Nearly 10 years ago, I was putting stuff on eBay and I didn't even know how to post a product on eBay. I have no idea how to put a picture, but I just taught myself. Now I've created the stores that we have. I've made every listing. We have a presence on social media everywhere. And it's just grown and grown, but it's something I stuck with. You have to stick with it and learn it. And as you learn it, implement it. Do it. Don't sit back thinking about it too much. Make a decision and do it. Okay. So Damien, where can I get bulk spices that I can maybe just package, maybe just break them down and repackage? Maybe I should blend them. Well, I'm going to give you the three that I've actually done business with and I actually still do business with them. For number one, My Spice Sage. I'm not going to recommend that you buy these products in the small incremental sizes because they're very expensive. My opinion, for small packaging, this is not the site for you. But if you're looking for something big like 50 pounds, 20 pounds, 10 pounds, I would say yes. Okay. Now, of course, spices and the prices that go with it are dependent upon the spice. Okay. The more unique and the more hard it is and the more rare that it's harvested in smaller quantities and what have you, that's going to vary in pricing. Okay. These are not all the same prices. So keep that in mind. But if you're looking to take these, all of these here, and you want to blend them yourself, get them in the biggest quantity available or the 5 to 10 pound, but stay away from these. These are for people who want to buy them at home and use them. Don't do that. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, they are expensive. It is. The other thing they have here, let me show you on My Spice Sage, is a wholesale account. So if you're looking to buy big quantities, which I'm sure that's what you're looking at this video for, is you want to buy it in bulk, contact them. By the way, I'm not getting paid to promote these companies. I'm not promoting them based on them paying me or compensating me. I'm just showing you guys this because I do business with these companies. Okay, so we'll go down here, and here is you can contact your wholesale manager, let them know what you're doing, start a business. These are all the different products. It just goes on and on. Now, when you say bulk, when you buy it this way, it's like hundreds of pounds. Okay, so you can do this, yes. What I would recommend you do is you begin to buy in these quantities only when you're kind of established. Stick to the 10 and 5 pound sizes of their spices and herbs. Okay, so myspicesage.com. Now, by the way, what I mentioned to you before about in the description, I'll have that digital product, the digital download. It has all of these resources on it, okay? I think it is like $19.99. I think it's like about $20. It took me quite a few months to put it together, along with a handful of other resources for packaging. Also for your bottles, spice bottles, if you're looking for that. So there's a lot of useful resources on that. So it's definitely well worth the $20. Take a look at that. See if that's something you definitely want to get. Now, this is the other company, Spice Barn. I buy from these people almost monthly or every 2 months. Normally it's every month. Some months I go through the product much faster. Now, this site I love, absolutely love Spice Barn. Why? This is their spices and seasoning. Okay, here under seasonings, let me click it. All right, these are seasoning blends. And here's the spices. Look at the selection, it's crazy. Look at this. It just goes on forever. Now, these are individual spices. Understand the difference. These are not seasonings. Then you click on a seasonings. Look at this. This is crazy again. These are actually spices that are blended. Why do you want that? Well, let's just say you wanted to create a line of barbecue seasonings, but you don't want to be mixing it, okay? So what I would do is buy 50 pounds at a time. Their 1 pound bag is $6. That's 1 pound. You have to understand that is a ridiculous amount of spices, by the way. But the 1 pound, right? So 5 to 14 pounds, 50, goes up to 50 plus pounds, and it begins to go 25% off the regular price per pound. These are gigantic, and it's pre-made. Here it is right here. It tells you exactly, right here. Here is the exact ingredients, okay? So this is their mix. It's pre-made stuff. You don't have to mix it. If you want to get into a business of mixing, do what you want to do. You want to go to spices. This here, then you put all of these together, okay? Now, the other thing is salad dressings. They have these two. There's not a huge selection of those. This one here is also, really quick side note, dip mixes are hugely popular, by the way. What's a dip mix? Well, if you took a container of sour cream and you wanted to make a dip for a party, I would go to the store and I wouldn't look for spices. I'm not going to look for seasonings. I'm going to look for a dip mix. These are hugely popular flavor combinations, and they are a – look at this, horseradish and bacon. It's in a powder form, again, 50-pound bags. Take this. You can break it down, put your label on it, call it a day, and sell it. That's how easy it is. Seriously, guys. And if you're in a commercial facility, let's say you're in a commercial kitchen and you're packaging this, you can even get this put into stores locally in retail stores if you wanted to. Okay? So you got seasoning, spices, and dip mixes. And then bulk spices. Let me show you this. This is also alphabetical. And you can just go through here, and you can see the pricing for all of these different flavors, right? And this is huge. These are big, big bags of bulk spices, okay? Now, they do have a section for spice jars. I'm going to tell you straight up, don't buy spice jars from them. They're way too expensive. No. Because these per unit price don't reflect also shipping, by the way. Okay. Popcorn seasonings. You guys will freak over this. Okay, I'm going to tell you a little secret. And this is a little something, a little secret. They have about, I think it's 20, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, I think it's about 27, 28 spices. You can buy these in bulk, break them down, and sell them as popcorn seasonings. Do you have any idea the popularity of popcorn seasonings? And there's only one company that I've ever seen in a retail store that sells these. And they're very limited. There's like six flavors. There's hardly any. And it's Colonel Seasonings. And their little 2 ounce jar goes for like $3. That's over a dollar an ounce. That's just insane. Why am I telling you this? Okay. Well, because if you've never thought of it, you should start thinking about it. Because on Amazon, these would sell like hotcakes. Jalapeno nacho, dill pickle. These are popcorn seasonings. You could put them in your own 4 ounce bag even. And to fulfill a 4 ounce, if you're doing FBA, the fulfillment on a 4 ounce product is like next to nothing. Huge opportunity right here, guys. Okay. Popcorn seasonings. All right. And they're basically just really super fine powderized seasonings that you shake on popcorn you eat. But they're so popular. But there's no competition. I don't see any other company other than Colonel Seasonings that sells this. And you got 28 of them already made. Done. Okay, moving on. Now, your next question. Okay, Damien, sounds great. So what about labeling? What does the FDA require with seasonings? Because there's really no nutritional analysis done because It's not a cooked food product. There's no fats in it. They're dry seasoning herbs. So how do I label that, Damien? I don't know. Well, here it is. By the way, this link also, I'll put this link in the description down below. You can take a look for yourself. This is the specific spices and definitions page from the FDA to help you guys out. Okay. And right here, I know that it may seem like a lot to read, but read it. You don't have to read it all in one night. It's basically showing you what needs to be on your label and what doesn't need to be on your label. And it goes through the spices, celery seed, cinnamon, caraway. It just goes on and on. So if you're interested in a certain spice, well, how do I label it, Damien? Right there. That's exactly what you would need to put on it. And this information, like I said, will be in the link down below. Take a minute, take a look at it. You don't have to read it all tonight. That's fine. Okay, so now the next question, Damien. Where do I get the containers? What I would recommend, and again, I don't recommend stuff if I've not used them or I don't know who they are or I don't trust them. Webster on Store, I buy from these guys probably every day, as a matter of fact. Right here is the containers that are ridiculously cheap. I personally would recommend buying your containers from Webster, okay? 34 cents a piece. And you do have to buy the cap, which is like 29 cents, let's say, okay? So 29 cents at 34, you're putting yourself at about 60, what around 60 cents or so. By the way, that's like a 30 to 40 cents cheaper than the other one I told you not to buy from these guys, okay? So basically, figure out how big you want your container to be. Buy it from Webstaurant. That's what I recommend. They're the cheapest that I've found online. And then get your labeling, understand your labeling. And then the other thing is I'll put the labels, if you're looking for spice labels for your containers, onlinelabels.com. Let me repeat that again. Onlinelabels.com, and I'll put a link down below. They have the sizes you need for those bottles, basically any bottle you can imagine, as a matter of fact. Take a look. These are the spices, and as far as it's considered, as far as it's concerned with your pricing, simply add up your spice. What is it costing you to create the spice? How much time is it costing you to bottle them? How quick can you produce them? Like how fast? Okay. Figure out the cost of your packaging. And then you come to a retail price. Okay. There's no specific, how do I say this? I can't give you a formula specifically because it's a lot of variables. Depends on the spice price, depends on the bottle container, et cetera, et cetera. But basically, that's going to be the method that you're going to use for figuring out your pricing. Okay? So that is a really basic overview of how to start a spice company and make it profitable. Okay? There's no need for you to dump $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 in a spice business. Just scale it. Start small. Think big. Everything you do needs to be small. Get online, though, and do it through the internet. Okay? Don't try to sell it to retail stores locally. You're going to be selling one little case of this and one little case of that. Get online so the entire planet can buy your spice. Okay? So I'm going to wrap it up. That is a super basic explanation of how to do it. And even some ideas, some stuff you may have never thought of, like popcorn seasoning. So if the video is helpful as always, guys, I appreciate your time. Give me a big thumbs up. I do thank you guys for taking time to watch this. If you have questions about anything I just said, ask me below. I love interacting with you guys. Every time you ask me a question, I can't wait to see it because I love to help you guys out. That's why I've started marketing food online. So take a look also at the link for the digital download and get yourself a copy of that. And it has co-packers who can make this stuff for you. Okay? So you're not in your kitchen measuring it like you're a scientist. You don't need to be doing that.